Darling is one of the higher-profile targets in the current recall push against Senate Republicans who voted for the bill curbing collective bargaining for public employees. She's co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee and only won her 2008 re-election by a relatively small margin. Recall volunteer Keith Schmitz of the group Grassroots North Shore says Darling has not legislated as many had hoped.
People talk about bringing in parliamentary government from time to time to the United States. Well, we've decided that we wanted to launch a no-confidence vote against Alberta Darling. Reasons are quite simple. We voted these people in, most of us voted these people in to create jobs, and we're not seeing the creation of jobs.
The Government Accountability Board still has to certify that the recall campaign has enough valid signatures, and Senator Darling is expected to challenge some of them. Darling has also mailed literature to many in her district, contending she is independent. Former state lawmaker Sheldon Wasserman takes issue with that claim.
I've been in politics for a long time, but independent voice? Give me a break.
Wasserman says he'll decide within 2 weeks as to whether to run against Darling again. State Representative Sandy Posh is another potential candidate. Senator Darling said last week that her primary job this spring will be completing work on the proposed state budget, but she may have to do that in Madison and go back to suburban Milwaukee to campaign. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.